corner.
That's incredible.
McDonald left that short. Plenty of time for Clark. Got it! John Cain Arena explodes! This end! Ariel hooked Porty with authority. Melbourne throw the first punch, and it's a big one. A statement victory in game one of the championship series.
Jackie Heverin at his finest, Chris Golding at his finest yesterday as well. Six threes in his 22-point game, and Melbourne United got the job done by 23, 104 to 81 over Tassie, and they win game one of the NBL final, grand final series. And you can see game two, three, or maybe game four, but at least game two and three on ESPN and on KO. Chris Golding's been good enough to join me. Welcome to you, Chris. Great to have you on.
Hey, Graeme. Good to see you again, mate.
It's nice to have a chat to you as well. After that kind of win, you kind of kept them at arm's length all game, and it looks like you're in as good a form right now as a team as you've been all season.
Yeah, it was a good showing in game one, and a little shaky first quarter from everyone trying to figure each other out, but we got there in the end and pieced together three really good quarters.
And six threes from you, and your captaincy has been probably something that's been underrated a bit this year, your leadership skills. I mean, I've been to a few games and watched you pointing and verbally trying to encourage, and I've seen you sort of wander off when a timeout gets called and trying to give the feedback to Dean as quickly as possible as to what you think should be done next without it being too demonstrative. It's been a nice balance, but you've enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's always a good challenge, and especially, you know, we've got a really talented team, so different guys are going to step up on different nights, so it's not always me that needs to score or do those sorts of things. So helping any way I can is probably a good way to put it.
And a facilitator as well. I mean, Joe Luala-Chul's had a pretty good year, 20 points against Tassie in that win by 23. So getting those big guys involved and getting them confident early seems to be part of your job as well.
Yeah, I mean, Joe and Ariel and Luke Travers, they're kind of like our engine room, the big fellas. They get us going. So when Joe's in that mindset that he was in yesterday and just wanting to dominate, it makes us a hell of a lot better team, that's for sure.
And I was there for the game where Delhi dominated against Illawarra. It's nice to have him in this kind of form as well late in the season.
Yeah, he's been open. He's gone through a couple of little injuries throughout the year, and he's just been working on getting his body right for this time of year. And, you know, in some instances, he willed us over the line against Bill Warner, and his body's feeling good. He's making big plays, and he's leading us out there.
And Shay Ely, I saw the job that he did on Tyler Harvey, where he scored on Tyler Harvey. And well, Tyler was kept to what a point to half time of that Illawarra game. It seems like he's the best defensive player in the league, and yet you do like letting him have the ball to try and score occasionally, just to ram the point home to the guy that he's guarding.
Yeah, and you make that point. He is the best defender in the league, but you know, oftentimes his offensive game is underrated. His pace and his strength and how he has the ability to get into the paint and probe and either finish or find open teammates and really start the fast break for us is a big part of what he does and how he leads us. So there'll be a couple of ones that he wished he could finish last night, and we know he'll do that going forward.
Don't know if you've read the NBA website or seen Dean Vickerman's comments on the Little Island, but what have you made of that? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have seen it, and I didn't hear it, but I would imagine a fair portion of it's been sort of taken out of context. It was more along the lines of, hey, they're going to talk about what they need to do to try and win, but us over here, you know, we need to focus on us and how we can get better and what we need to do to try and win this championship. I don't think it was anything disrespectful. I'm a Tassie boy. Tanner Krebs is a Tassie boy, so I don't think anything untoward going on there.
But they'll use it, won't they? They'll put it in the locker room and rev the fans up with it for a bit of theatre for the anger?
If they want to, if they want to. I think at this time of year, you probably shouldn't need any more motivation than wanting to go out and win a championship. So that's what we're focusing on doing. And, looking forward to a great challenge down in Tasmania on Friday night.
How do you shut out the crowd? You're obviously used to it because there's some pretty hostile crowds around Australia and around the world where you've been playing. How do you shut them out the way you tend to shut it out? It looks like you're, because I'm sure you hear a couple of the comments from the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it's human nature. People are screaming at you. You hear some things, but I think the biggest thing to understand is, like, well, what do you want them to do? You want them to cheer for you as the away team, and you know, these are the environments that you want to step into and go and try and get wins, and we'll be embracing that and looking forward to it. A great environment to play in. Their fans do a great job of packing it out and being loud, as do ours. So it's what you want from a league that's growing and teams that are at the top of their game. So we really look forward to it.
Do you secretly feed on it? I know a few players, like a Dermot Byrne, for example, he used to actually like it when he got hammered by an opposition fan base because he used it as fodder. Do you secretly like it?
Oh, I don't think it's secret or anything like that. I made the comment in a press conference yesterday. It's a hell of a lot better than, you know, playing in an empty crowd with no one yelling at you, which we did through COVID a lot of the time. So I think these are just environments that you want to go and play in and want to go and try and get a win in. And, you know, that'll certainly set us up to come back home if we're able to go down there and get a win.
Which is what your aim is, to get back home on your floor and win the whole thing next Sunday.
I mean, ideally, yeah. I don't think it matters when we do it, but yeah, that's obviously our goal. And I've been lucky enough to do it in front of the home crowd before. It's really special, but we're not going to get, you know, even think about that. But all we're thinking about is, you know, the first few minutes of the first quarter in that game down in Tassie on Friday night and how we can come out and be better than we were last night.
Chris, if we don't get a chance to speak to you, good luck. Hopefully we get a chance to speak to you yeah, after you win game three and win the whole damn thing. Hopefully I get a chance to speak to you when you get your Boomer singlet as well. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate you, Dwayne.
Chris Golding, superstar, Melbourne United Gun.